It's 5 months into the Bush administration, and still there are hundreds of openings in the top layers of the federal government. President Bush has had less than one quarter of his political appointees confirmed, and the shift of control in the Senate to the Democrats has brought an already slow process to a near stop, NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Mary Sheila Gohl was supposed to have her confirmation hearing to head the Consumer Product Safety Commission on June 6th. But then Jim Jeffords became an independent, which led to a shift in Senate control and the postponement of all confirmation hearings. And that could be a problem.
We have a lot more time to educate people.
Rachel Weintraub is staff attorney for the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, one of several consumer organizations working against the Gohl nomination. She says Gohl, who's already on the commission, has consistently favored industry interests over consumer safety, something Gohl strongly denies. Weintraub has just returned from a strategy session at the office of one of Gohl's most outspoken critics, Senator Hillary Clinton, and she's hopeful her group can get its message out in the coming weeks.
We weren't sure what was going to happen when the Republicans were in power, and we're still not sure what's going to happen. But I do think we have a much higher chance of having a meaningful, substantive hearing. I don't think that we are going to have a hearing that just is a rubber stamp of her confirmation.
Weintraub is aware the delay also gives Gohl supporters more time to make their case. Stephen Gold coordinates a National Association of Manufacturers Coalition on Consumer Product Safety. His group is telling members of Congress it wants a new chairman because the current one, Ann Brown, doesn't work well with business.
The sooner we get a level of trust again between the commission and the manufacturing community, the better off everybody will be, including consumers.
But Gold knows the landscape has changed. The Senate must confirm political appointees, and even under Republican control, the process has been slow. Paul Light is senior advisor to the Presidential Appointee Initiative, a project of the Brookings Institution. He says so far, President Bush has been able to fill only 117 of the top 500 jobs in his administration.
My suspicion right now is that the current delays introduced by just reorganizing the Senate really push the expected completion date for filling out the Bush administration to next February or March.
That's much later than in the last administration, when President Clinton had his cabinet and subcabinet in place by October 15th of his first year. Light says much of the progress made so far by the Bush administration is due to a rush of confirmations the last week Republicans were in charge, when a record 62 nominees were approved. But this has still left some gaping holes. Light says only one of 17 top jobs at the Interior Department has been filled. Only six of 34 top Justice Department nominees have been confirmed, and there are 16 major openings at the Treasury Department, the agency charged with carrying out one of the president's top domestic initiatives, cutting taxes.
Treasury is actually one of the most poorly staffed right now, and if you look at education, that's even worse. You only have two presidential appointees in education, so you get into questions about who's going to be there to implement.
Administration officials say they're sending nominations to Capitol Hill as fast as they can, and that for the most part, government is humming along. There have been some strains on top officials who have to do double duty. Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill attended an Asian Development Bank meeting in Hawaii when he would have sent a deputy if he'd had one. But a department spokesman said all the necessary officials were in place to monitor the important tax bill. Light and others say the impact of delays will likely be more subtle. Lawrence Eagleburger, who served as Secretary of State under the first President Bush, says career civil servants will keep the government running, but they'll do their jobs the way they've always done them.
And if an administration wants to change the way in which things have been going, if it's been elected by the American people to make some changes, you can bet your bottom dollar it's going to take 2 years before any of those even begin to be seen.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission is a case in point. Until a new chairman is confirmed, the current chairman, a Democratic appointee, plans to stay in place. This makes people like Gold of the Business Coalition nervous, but Rachel Weintraub of U.S. PIRG is happy the longer things stay the same. She notes that last week alone there were several product recalls.
It's wonderful that there's this time for the commission to do their work and to do it as they've been doing it, which is very well.
Paul Light of Brookings says Democrats might think they'll benefit from confirmation delays, but the first time there's a big crisis involving a government agency with a lot of open slots, the White House is sure to blame Senate Democrats for dragging their feet. Democrats say they have no intention of being obstructionist. They want to give nominees a fair but thorough review. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.